Yahoo may soon go by another name, Altaba. The company announced yesterday that it plans to rename and restructure itself, including having its CEO Marissa Mayer step down from its board of directors if its $4.8 billion sale to Verizon goes through. And that could be a big if, given Yahoo's recent security breach disclosures. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about this and what exactly Yahoo is saying about renaming and restructuring itself.
Sure. So it's probably a bit more confusing than it should be. But Yahoo is, you know, has a proposed sale to Verizon. What's going to Verizon is the core internet assets that probably everyone's familiar with. That would be Yahoo Mail, Yahoo Sports, Yahoo Finance. But Yahoo also owns a stake in Yahoo Japan, which is a separate company, as well as a big stake in Alibaba. And those are not going to Verizon and would be split out into a new public company, basically with no management, that's called Altaba, as you said. I think it's for alternative to Alibaba.
So it's specifically meant to sound like Alibaba.
That's what we've heard, yes. Mm.
And Alibaba, by the way, the Chinese e-commerce giant, which – Its CEO or its founder was meeting with Donald Trump just yesterday.
Yeah, that's correct. So Jack Ma is co-founder, chairman, and longtime former CEO of Alibaba. Had a meeting with Donald Trump yesterday where the plan was to talk to Donald about bringing perhaps as many as a million jobs to Americans through Alibaba's Chinese internet marketplaces.
And a lot of people are questioning that number. How would they do that exactly according to Alibaba?
Sure. So the theory is that you know, American products, everything from food like cherries and Alaskan seafood to products from American brands already are sold to Chinese consumers on Alibaba's marketplace. And Alibaba is going to try to sort of increase the number of businesses and even farmers who can sell into their marketplaces. And, you know, the million number seems a little made up to me, but it's supposedly a 5-year goal.
Hmm. Now, this gets complicated because the Securities and Exchange Commission is currently investigating Alibaba for how it reports its operating data for the Chinese annual shopping festival Singles Day. And at the same time, Donald Trump's pick for the head of the SEC is Wall Street attorney Jay Clayton, who worked on Alibaba's initial public offering. Are there concerns about a conflict if Jay Clayton becomes the head of the SEC?
I mean, I think absolutely. And I think, you know, one would think the prudent thing for him to do would to recuse himself from any investigations into Alibaba since he worked on the company's IPO and one would assume knows the inner workings of their financial reporting pretty well. Could the chief of the SEC recuse himself and still have no, you know, impact on how people under him do their work? I think that's a fair question to ask.
It's also coming at a time when we've been talking about the U.S. relationship with China and Trump, you know, tweeting at China and also having a conversation with the leader of Taiwan, which angered China. And then you've got this meeting with Jack Ma, who, of course, is a very powerful Chinese businessman.
Yeah, I mean, I think Alibaba and Jack Ma's sort of, you know, they're first of all, they're used to sort of government intervention in business, much more it's much more the case in China than we're used to here in the U.S. And also, they've been talking about bringing U.S. products to China for many years since they went public in 2014. Now that narrative, you know, happens to mesh with what we've heard from Donald Trump and his campaign. And so I think the narratives aligned and they're using this as an opportunity, A, for press and B, to get the president's ear, frankly.
So, Jason, let's just go full circle back to what we were talking about at the top. And Yahoo, is the sale likely to go through to Verizon in the end?
You know, we think this was a sign that the sale is still likely to go through. Would not be shocked if that $4.8 billion price perhaps comes down a bit because of the two recent huge hackings that have been disclosed. But I'd say that I'd be surprised if the deal doesn't end up happening.
That's Jason Del Rey, who is a senior editor at Recode, joining us from New York. Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.